Thank you. First, let me join others in expressing our sympathies to our Peruvian colleagues at the sad passing of Ambassador Ana Cecilia Gervasi Diaz. Madam President, thank you for all your work while presiding over our convention. Let us also commend Ms. Pamela Moraga and the International Implementation Support Unit since for their diligence and dedication over the last year. We offer our full support and appreciation as you adapt and work through a reduced meeting format due to insufficient financial contributions. Madam President, let us start by congratulating Peru on its successful stockpile destruction since the 11th MSP and fulfilling its obligations under Article 3 of the Convention. We must also reflect on 2023 as a record-breaking year for cluster munition remnant clearance activities. The United Kingdom remains entirely committed to the Convention on cluster munitions, despite what has been a challenging year. We regret Lithuania's withdrawal under Article 20 of the Convention and reiterate our plea for all states to cease the use, development, production, acquisition, stockpiling, retention or transfer of cluster munitions and accede to the Convention at the earliest opportunity. In line with Action 11 of the Lausanne Action Plan, the United Kingdom stands ready to support political and military dialogue wherever possible to encourage the accession of states not currently party to the CCM. The humanitarian objectives of the Convention are important in conflict just as they are in peacetime. The United Kingdom continues to be concerned by the use of cluster munitions in various regions around the world. And as our colleague from the Netherlands reiterated, it is important to note that ultimate responsibility for the degradation of cluster munition norms in Europe lies with Russia and its prolonged invasion of Ukraine. The United Kingdom wishes to see an end to all use of cluster munitions and the resulting protection of civilian lives. Despite the challenges of the past 12 months, we must build on our prior successes and look at ways we can advance the Convention once again, bearing in mind those who continue to face the threat of cluster munition remnants in their daily lives. The Convention continues to be of utmost relevance, and that is why 124 states have now joined the Convention, either as a state party or a signatory, an impressive figure. We must reflect on how we can renew and sustain positivity around the Convention to ensure states in all situations feel confident in the benefits of joining. To conclude, Madam President, I would like to thank everyone who has contributed to the Convention this year in any capacity, and we look forward to continuing that collaboration. Thank you.